presidential election 2025 on News Talk.
Just want to go to Paul Murphy of People Before Profit TD. Paul, thank you indeed for talking to us. What's your? There's no question Catherine Connolly is going to be the next president. Your reaction to that?
I think this is huge. I mean, Catherine is going to win by the largest amount of any presidential candidate ever. This is the first national election where the left will have won a majority of votes in first preferences. So it's huge. And this is the main story of the day. And I think the reason for that is people connected with Catherine's positive vision, with her values, with her message in terms of Gaza, in terms of housing, in terms of neutrality, in terms of equality, while I think even potential voters for Heather Humphreys were turned off by the negative campaign of smear and fear.
Mm. Okay, what does this mean for the left going forward, do you think?
I mean, I think there is a clear lesson for all of us that when the left unites, we can win. And that isn't a lesson we should just now kind of sail on by, but we should reflect on and see what the next steps are. And for us and People Before Profit, there's two fundamental parts of that. One is to say we can't wait for the next general election. We have to mobilise people in support of the values they've voted for now. So demanding the full implementation of the Occupied Territories Bill, demanding the government withdraws from its plan to remove the triple lock and undermine neutrality further, action on housing and the cost of living, but also to deepen the issue of electoral cooperation in the Galway by-election and for the next general election.
So okay, you mentioned Israel, you mentioned a number of issues. The triple lock, I mean, that could be a piece of legislation. That is going to go through, and the government are not going to rescind from that. Should Catherine Connolly, in your view, sign that legislation into law?
Well, Catherine Connolly has to do and has said she'll do her job as president, so it'll be up to her to scrutinise that legislation.
But would you be disappointed if she does sign it into law?
No, I'd be disappointed if it goes through, not as Catherine Connolly, but at the government, because the number one issue in this election, there was many, many issues, but the number one issue was the issue of neutrality, and people made their voice very, very clear on it. They supported Catherine's vision. Catherine was clear in defending the triple lock as an expression of our neutrality. People have supported that. So I think the onus is on the government now to reflect on that and to withdraw the proposal, which clearly does not command the support.
I'm not sure today's vote was a referendum on the triple lock. I'm not sure where that's coming from.
I think, like I said, I presume you'd agree that neutrality was and militarism was the number one issue in the election compared to any others. There were lots of issues, again, that came up. Heather Humphreys was very clear. She wanted to get rid of the triple lock. She redefined neutrality to basically mean you can do anything up to actually joining NATO, is part of that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael position, which wants to see Ireland being aligned more closely with US and Western imperialism. And that was obviously the core of a lot of the attacks on Catherine Connolly, was the idea that she was out of step with people on that. And yet people have voted in the way they voted.
Very finally, I mean, would you favour some kind of voting pact for the left in the next general election? Obviously that election's some way off, but maybe even in the local elections also some way off, as I asked the question. Would you favour some kind of voting pact in the future?
Yes, we have always been to the fore of calling for a vote left, transfer left pact. I think we need to work to try and make that happen in the Galway by-election and ensure that the left wins that election. We're calling for a major conference of the left to take place in the new year to sit down and to discuss this and to see effectively how can we present the next election as a very, very clear choice.
And the first item on the agenda, the split, isn't that the old joke about the left in Ireland?
Yes, and that was what lots of people were predicting would happen in this campaign, and it didn't.
Okay.
In this campaign, the left remained united, worked well together, and delivered an historic result, above all thanks to Catherine.
Paul Murphy, People Before Profit, thank you indeed.
Presidential election 2025 on News Talk.